Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk some MLB offseason right now, and we'll do so with the former big league pitcher, now works for the Vegas Stats and Information Network, and that's Josh Towers, who's kind enough to join us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Josh, great to talk to you. How you been?
Mr. Zach, I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic, but I'd do a little bit better if we knew where Harper and Machado were going to end up playing baseball. I'm waiting for this hot stove to heat up, but Harper and Machado, it's pretty silent right now.
Do you want me to tell you?
Where you think they're going to go? Yeah, go ahead. You got some inside news? I know you can predict everything.
Oh, man, I could. I probably wouldn't spill it if I had it. Listen, I'm looking at something right now that said there's a new rumor that Manny Machado was offered $250 million from the White Sox. Who knows if that's true or not, but I'll tell you this right now. Every offer that Manny Machado has turned down has it's been idiotic because he's not worth what he thinks he's worth. Them offering him $180, I think that's a heck of an offer. Him getting offered $200, I think that's a heck of an offer. $220, even better. I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know what Manny's looking for. But for him to turn down any of these offers, it really is crazy, man. I get his age. And would I love to have him on my team? Yeah, probably. I mean, the guy, he plays every day. He plays full seasons. Defensively, it's just fun to watch. Kind of like a Javier Baez, just so much smoother with a better arm. Offensively, he's not the guy. He's not the guy that's worth $250 million. So I'm shocked that my man keeps turning down these contracts if that's really the case. As far as Bryce is very smart, and we know his draw, dude. He's a good player. He gets on base. I know people don't like to look at the on-base percentage, but it is a very important stat when pitchers don't want to pitch to you, as Barry Bonds. And Bryce, it's more of an intelligence thing. I know he wants to win, obviously. I think we'll see Bryce in a uniform before we see Manny.
What is it about Machado's offense that you don't like a lot?
He's one-dimensional to me. I think he's just a left side of the field type of hitter. It's not that it can't work. Gary Sheffield seemed to do it pretty well. But I don't think he's that clutch. I don't see him driving a ball to right field very often in the gap that way, so I'm not as nervous pitching to him. He's more of a free swinger, which means there's a lot more strikeouts involved. And he's not that patient. He's not willing to walk. He's not willing to get on base. And just imagine if he would. But this many years in, I don't know if he's the guy that's going to make the adjustments and changes that I've watched Bryce Harper make. And so I don't fear him in the box like I do other hitters.
Josh, when I take a look at this free agency process compared to other sports, the NBA, we all know how that works. The offseason's more exciting than the regular season.
Yep.
In the NFL, right when free agency starts, you have teams knocking down on players' doors. You even have that legal tampering period. When I was growing up, the baseball hot stove had some juice. Now it doesn't. What could change to maybe expedite the process a little bit more and get these players signed quicker?
You know, honestly, I wish I could give you an answer to that. I really don't know. You know, I'm still a player-first guy. Although it may not seem like it all the time, but mm-hmm. I know once you get out of the game and you get into the other side of it, you start seeing it from both sides a little bit more. It's tough. I mean, the winter meetings used to be a place of business as well, and now it's just a place for people to look for jobs and really to socialize in cool cities and not as much actual business for teams get done as far as, you know, free agents. And so same thing with the hot stove. I don't know much about that as much as I do the other stuff, but We still have a lot of clout. We have a great players union. I mean, we're represented well, and we have a lot of say-so. And I think that on one side, I think players willing to hold out kind of creates this. You know, you never see this in too many other sports. But in baseball, you know, we stand our ground a little bit more, which is a good thing. The track history of baseball speaks for itself. And so I'm good on that side. But on the other side, to be honest with you, I don't think that – we're fair as players of evaluating ourselves. I don't think our agents are being, not all of them, but I don't think agents are being 100% honest. I think that, you know, when Yasmani Grandal turns down 4 years and $60 million from the New York Mets, there's a huge problem inside his camp. Somebody's not being honest to him, and he's not being honest to himself because he's not a $60 million player, not on 4 years. He's not even close. We all saw that he can't hit in the postseason, and this isn't 1 year. He has more pass balls and wild pitches. It's just getting worse. And that is, I mean, that is big, big money. And so if somebody close to me isn't being honest or can't be honest with me, then there's problems right there. I think that we don't fully understand what $60 million is. I don't think that that necessarily triggers as a lot of money to baseball players anymore. When you got Chris Davis getting 150 something and you got Jason Hayward getting 187, you see these enormous contracts. You see Pablo Sandoval getting what, near 100, and Hanley Ramirez getting somewhere up there as well. You see these enormous contracts. And so it's just expected that it's going to be thrown out there. We see numbers more than we see years, but then when it comes to us, we start understanding both sides. The reality is these players have to start playing better. You can't continue to hit 230, 240, and 35 home runs and have an on-base percentage of 310 and think that that's good and think that you're going to get paid. And yes, they made some mistakes in the past, but these owners and GMs are starting to smarten up a little bit. And the reality is they're expecting a lot more for $100 million than what has happened over, what, the last 10 years, let's say. And I think that's fair. And I think that, honestly, players need to start expecting and demanding more of themselves.
Josh Towers, the former big league pitcher, here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Josh, that does a killer job with the Vegas Stats and Information Network. JT Realmuto finally got traded. He's going to be a member of the Phillies. Already got Segura, McCutcheon in this offseason, and maybe Harper or Machado could be going to Philly as well. Hasn't been a bad offseason for the Phillies there, Josh.
Hey, don't forget my boy David Robertson either.
That's true.
They added that bullpen. I mean, I'm not a McCutcheon fan. He's getting worse, and he doesn't seem like to me he's doing anything to try to improve. He just, you know, maybe just thinks that he's good because he has a name. I'm shocked at the 3 years 50. And I got to be honest, they didn't get better with McCutcheon. They really didn't. Segura, that dude's legit, especially on the baseball field. Now, there's a reason why he's on his third team in a couple of years, and we saw some clubhouse rift or beef in Seattle last year. That's not good. So I don't know if Gene has something to do with it. I hope not, because they're going to need him to be an all-around good player, clubhouse included. Robertson's a good leader and a quiet kid, and JT Realmuto, man, if you see me on Twitter at all, to me, he's the difference maker in baseball. He's the guy. And that, to me, is the move that put them above all else. And I am shocked. I am shocked that other teams, namely the Los Angeles Dodgers, did not go get JT Realmuto. You have a ton of prospects. Whatever they ask for, just hand it to them. You already were able to keep Walker Buehler in the Manny trade. That would have been the difference maker for the Dodgers. You know how hard it is to get to the World Series 3 years in a row? But I think if they would have picked him up, we might be looking at that, but now it's the Phillies' turn.
You said above all else. It sounds like you're very much in on the Phillies going to the World Series this year?
Because of this kid right now. I like the team. I like where they're going.
Pitching, too? You like the starting pitching enough?
I think that they can use another starter. I really do. I think that that's an area that they probably could go get somebody else. But this team was good last year, and this team, we knew they were going to fade. They're very young. They only have, like, two veterans, Santana and Arrieta. And they got to the end of the season, August, where you have to learn to back off a little bit in order to maintain that energy to be able to finish the season. And they weren't able to do it. And Kapler's, you know, although a veteran baseball player, he's a young manager. And so we saw that happening. We saw one of their pitchers, Vince, I think his name is, he faded bad at the end. I think they're going to get more out of him. But I love what they got. I love what they got. And now they got some veteran guys. Now they got some guys to teach them how to finish. Now they got a year extra under their belt. Now Reese Hoskins gets to go from left field to his natural position at first. Now they got a shortstop in Segura, so some other people in their natural position. They added to the outfield. And now you get, once again to me, the difference maker in baseball. And I know everybody doesn't know his name yet because he's been in Florida, hiding down there in Miami. Zach, this kid's the truth, man. If you're bored tomorrow, go look at the Marlins record while he was on the DL, and then look at their record the next month or two when he got healthy. It's unbelievable, man. This guy's the real deal. And I think that the Phillies are going to be so very happy. And if he happens to get an extension in spring training, don't be shocked.
Who are some other teams you really like this year? I know it's early and you still got some other moves to play out.
There's a lot. I mean, I really could go with over every team with you. The Yankees are fantastic. The Yankees were great last year. and they're better. They got J.A. Happ for a whole season. They added to that awesome bullpen. They lose Robertson, but they add Ottavino. So I think that that's a pretty good fair swap right there. If my buddy Tulo does anything good,
it's an added bonus.
It's a heck of a pickup, yeah. And DJ LeMahieu, you're really going to give the Yankees DJ LeMahieu? Are you kidding me?
Solid.
I don't think that anybody knows how good of a hitter this kid is. I know he has a batting title, so people may not give my man DJ credit because it was in Colorado. This kid can play the game. And then James Paxton, right? So they pick up Pax in that trade. They gave up some prospects. Other teams pay attention to what the Yankees do. They pick up prospects to give them back later. The thing I like about Paxton, it's not the no-hitter, not the 15 Ks. It's he went to New York last year, and he gave up 3 runs in the first inning. And it looked like he was done. It looked like he was going to fold. It looked like it was in for a long day. He didn't give up any more runs. My man bowed his neck, and he shut him down the rest of the way. And that told me everything I needed to know about him. And now he gets to go pitch there. I think that they got a good one here, man. So I like the Yankees. The Rockies, they lost Ottavino, but what they get back is they get back a healthy Mike Dunn. And they get back a bullpen, a veteran bullpen that should have been good, that went through their troubles, but they can only get better. They added Murphy. They got Nolan Arenado, who all he wants to do is win that division. So you got a motivated leader, and you got some young pitchers, man, that can flat-out pitch. The Rockies, I am a huge fan of. I think that we're all going to fall in love with the Cardinals, brother. I got to tell you, man, Andrew Miller didn't pitch very much last year because he was battling injuries. So, in essence, he got a lot of time off. Good for him. Paul Goldschmidt is going to fall in love with that city. Drew Robinson, Vegas boy. Those are my three that stand out the most to me. But the NL East, dude, it's so cool. I mean, the Nationals get Suzuki and Yan Gomes to catch. They really get both those dudes. They add Corbin, who, okay, he's not a $140 million guy to me, but he's pretty dang good. Dozier, Adams, Trevor Rosenthal to the bullpen. That team got good. The entire division outside of the Marlins got better. The NL East is so very special. So there's going to be some good ones out there, man. I think the Brewers they're going to take a step back. You can't do that with the pen, and you only added Grandal. So the Brewers think too highly what they got. I think they might be in a little trouble.
Where do you stand on this three-batter limit minimum for coming out of the pen and then also the pitch clock?
Dumbest thing I've ever heard. Seriously, you're gonna tell a guy that he has to face a minimum of 3 hitters. Like, it can't get any worse. Like, so my rebuttal questions are, what do the hitters get to do? Does the opposing coach get to make make moves, but the pitcher has to stay on there? So if I'm the coach and I bring in this pitcher to face the 3 hitters coming up because I like the matchups, because that's who you have in your lineup, do you now get to take those guys out, or are you forced to leave the same 3 in? Because if you're forced to leave the same 3 in, then maybe we have a conversation, just maybe. But it still really is it's just dumb. What if my guy, dude, he doesn't have it? You know, what if he walks 2 guys in a row? I don't want to leave him out there anymore.
Well, here's my question. What happens if someone gets hurt and, you know, I guess you could take him out of the game, but couldn't you just maybe fake an injury a little bit?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you can do all that kind of stuff. And you don't want that to happen because you were making lame rules. You don't want the integrity of the game to be tarnished at all, but it would. It's just for that to even be something that's even thought of is lame enough as it is. But then you're going to talk about this in the same breath that you're like, we're going to go from 6 visits to 5. You're already cutting that down on us. And then in the same breath, you go, hey, you have to go pitch every 20 seconds or less, or we're going to issue a ball today, whatever they're going to do. It's like, are you kidding me? Like, you want to add all these things, but then you really want to, now you're going to tell me how many my batters, my pitchers allowed to face. Like, it is the craziest thing to me. And like I said, man, you want me to teach you how to speed the game up? I could do it very simply, man. And taking out one commercial per inning, that's going to do a whole lot. And I know you don't want to lose any money, but let's start taking something away from the hitters, man. Let's get rid of that walkout music. Let's get rid of the third base coach can only give signs one time before the bat starts. He can't do it again, so they don't get to step out every pitch. I mean, there's a few things that we can do, but let's not start trying to tell a coach and a manager and a team what they can do and how many guys. That's the craziest thing. But I'll tell you this, Zach, and I've said this before, man. The Baltimore Orioles, when I was in the minor league, Sid Thrift, he had this thing called the 12-second rule. We had to throw – if we threw a pitch and we got a result that was favorable, He believes, because they've done studies, that if we threw the same pitch within 12 seconds in the same location, that we were going to have 95% success rate. And so we would have to do this in the minor leagues. You know what it caused us to do? It caused us to work fast. It caused us to not think. It gave us a plan without knowing we had a plan. So we'd throw a pitch. I'd get a swing and miss. I'd get back on the mound and try to throw that same pitch within 12 seconds, and good things happen. And it's part of the reason why I personally work so fast on the mound. And so what Major League Baseball is not taking into consideration, because you got to remember, every rule change is for two reasons. Supposedly, they want to speed the game up, which I don't understand why. I never hear anybody complain about this. And the other thing is they want to favor the offense, because they think the younger generation wants to see offense. They want to see a run score.
The so younger generation also wants to see the game move quicker, too.
Okay, so there we go. So you're catering to a younger generation. Maybe you should teach them the game so they understand it, so they appreciate it more. But we want to add offense because that's what they want. What you don't get is when you make me go fast, my defense is ready. I'm working at a quicker, better pace, so I have a better tempo to my delivery. And what else happens? Hitters don't have time to think. They don't have time to process what I just did. They don't have time to process their bat before, the pitch before. When they don't have time, hitters feel rushed. They swing. So by you asking these pitchers to go 20 seconds or less, every pitcher, even though the ones that are slow, should say, yes, thank you, I'll take that. Because all it's going to do is benefit the pitching. The offense is going to struggle even more than they already are, and Major League Baseball is not going to know what to do next. I'm telling you right now, hitters are going to get worse if they add that 20-second shot clock. And then what? I mean, you've already done all these things, and it's not me being a pitcher complaining, Zach. You've already done all these things that truly benefit hitting over pitching, and the hitting in the major leagues has gotten worse. It was the worst offensive year ever last year. They struck out more. They had less hits. And now you're trying to add these other rules, and what happens when they fail again? What now? Eventually, we're going to have to just ask the hitters to get better.
Josh, appreciate it as always. Thank you for the insight. Talk to you soon.
I'll read later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.